Another example of theory versus reality right in front of our eyes at the moment. One of my favourite quotes of the week has come from the head of a company called JBC Energy. He was commenting on the gas prices that are gripping Europe at the moment. He says, Europe's green transition has been management by chaos. Management by chaos. Now, it's a multi-layered mess, of course, but the essence of what is going on globally right now in terms of material that makes the world run, i.e. fuel, is the simple inability of various players to promise one thing while delivering another. Most have decided, of course, that being carbon neutral is worth the exercise. Places like New Zealand have committed to being carbon zero by 2050. Just yesterday, the government has put out another of their famous discussion documents seeking ideas as to how we might do this. We'll talk to James Shaw about it shortly. I note that Greenpeace called that piece of paper meaningless waffle. Australia is trying to sort out exactly what they're trying to promise or going to promise. Scott Morrison's Liberals, they're trying to get the rural-led National Party across the line, given the nats of the party of the farms and the coal mines. COP26 is but weeks away, James Shaw again, and really the whole thing's a mess. See, it's a mess to start with, given none of the previous promises have been met, not the Kyoto promises, not the Paris promises. And what makes COP worse is that good intention has run smack bang head-on into reality. China, who is carbon zero, they say, by 2060, has just told the Mongolian coal industry to extract like they've never extracted before. They've ordered local governments to secure fuel at quote-unquote whatever cost. They can't keep their factories open. The world is realising that promising clean energy is one thing, actually doing it is another. Meantime, Scotty back in Oz has never sold more coal. The coal price has never been higher. Hell, even this country is importing coal at record levels because hydro doesn't cut it. We don't have a clean backup. The world either wants to work and produce things, or it doesn't. It's decided, basically, it does. So an open factory beats an empty promise. Always has, always will. Nothing wrong with clean energy. We just haven't cracked that nut to a level where our lifestyle and expectation sits happily alongside how we produce it. So maybe the first step at COP or any of the other alarmist gatherings is to at least be honest. Love to do more. Right now, not possible. That's your cold, hard, fossil-fueled reality.